Hello, Facebook. It is me, the Two Us's Geek. Nah, I'm just kidding. It's just me, Todd. Hey, sorry about yesterday. I tried a few times yesterday to record a podcast, and you know what? It was just maybe it just wasn't the right time or the right day to do it. I was really frustrated and annoyed with all the attempts that I tried with doing a recording, and I even tried a couple times to do a stream, and I've since deleted those. Although the audio side of those streams are available on my Hear This profile. So if you go to hearthis.at/206geek, it will be listed under live. So I guess what am I gonna talk about? Let's see. I don't know. We'll see. We'll figure something out. Right now, it doesn't appear that I have any watchers or listeners, because I'm doing an audio only, which is probably just showing the profile picture for the page on here. See here, I talked about season 4 of Lucifer. If you haven't watched Lucifer, I recommend it. It's a good show. It's entertaining. It's funny. It's a buddy cop show, and yeah, apparently I didn't know this, but apparently it's based on a comic book. I should probably look up the comic book. What else did I watch? Dead to Me on Netflix. Dead to Me is a show about a woman who is going through some grief because her husband dies, and and then about three or four episodes in, a twist happens, and it lead this to needless to say, it's worth watching. It's worth checking out. Let's see here. Basically, all I've really been doing is I've been working on the podcast. I've been trying to get things on the technical side. I've been having some issues with things and trying to get those working. That's part of the reason why I think I got so flustered yesterday and with trying to record and whatnot. Let's see, what time is it? Alexa, what time is it?
It's 5:26 p.m.
Okay. I have a concert I'm going to tonight at the Point Casino in Kingston, Washington. It's Femme Halen and She Clips. Those are two all female tribute bands. One is for Van Halen and the other one is for Journey. And I like both bands of the original bands rather. I don't know. I'm hoping these bands are good because I've never seen them before, and tribute bands are hit and miss. Sometimes they're awesome, other times not so much. Next weekend is Hell's Bells. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be a good weekend. And then the last show this month will be the Iron Maidens. That's an all-female tribute to Iron Maiden, and I've seen them about four or five times. Although this year's show at the casino, I'm gonna miss because I'll be at my sister's wedding, and which is fine. I would much rather see family, anyways. Not that they wouldn't be worth seeing. I'm just saying, if I had a choice between going to a concert and seeing family at an event like that, I would much rather go to that event with family. Let's see what else. What else? What else? What else? I think this is pretty much going to be it, man. I don't really have a whole lot else to talk about. My computer is turned off currently because that was part of the issue yesterday. And still having some problems with my computer, and I think I need to roll it back to a actually, I should probably do a clean install. That's what I should do. Just start over because it's been having problems and it's got a lot of space taken up by stuff that I don't know where it is or how to get rid of it. Actually, I do know how to get rid of most things, but I think I got rid of all the things that I can get rid of on the computer. Uninstalled apps or programs that I'm not using. Got rid of an old profile that's no longer being used. So that should have freed up some space. Honestly, I think I just need a new computer. I mean, this computer, it served me well, but I think it's on its last leg. It's starting to have memory problems. It's getting old. It's time for it to go to the old computer home. Or maybe I can get someone to help me, like, get memory for it or something. Maybe putting the maximum amount of memory into it might help. I don't know what the maximum is. I know that it has the bare minimum on it currently. I think having the maximum amount of memory could solve some issues. It wouldn't frequently. Right now, what it does is it will frequently, like, completely freeze up and say, "Not responding. I'm sorry, Dave. I can't allow you to do that." "Computer, my name is not Dave." "I'm sorry, Dave. I can't allow you to do that. My name is not Dave." "Sorry, Dave." "Shut it." You know, that kind of thing. No, my computer doesn't talk to me like hell. Although I think it would, if it did, it would be vastly cooler than it currently is. I don't think I'm gonna record anything else beyond this for this week. I think I'm gonna do the next episode probably next week. I still have yet to do a review of Endgame because I have yet to see it. I want to see it, but I am too poor to see it. You know, actually, no. I don't want to do that. You know what I was going to do is I was going to play voicemails on the podcast from people who have called in with questions or comments or requests, but I haven't gotten any. So what I thought I might do is I thought I might create some voicemails using text to voice. I found an app for my phone that allows me to type up questions and then I can export it as a sound file. And I thought I might do that. I'm not gonna pretend that they're real. I'm just gonna say that, you know, well, maybe I will pretend they're real. But, you know, not in a serious pretend they're real kind of way, but more of a tongue-in-cheek pretend they're real. But we'll see. I'm kind of trying to figure out. I have, like I said, I have this app that does it, but the voices on there are so mechanical sounding. I have one that sounds like the computer from War Games. Maybe I should use that one. "Would you like to play a game?" "Sure. Why not? It'd be fun. What game do you want to play?" That kind of thing. It's so damn hot in here. And it's not even summer yet, and it's already getting muggy in here. I had to turn my fan off because it was kind of loud, and I didn't know if that was going to affect this stream, this recording. What I'm probably going to do when I'm done with this is I'm going to import this into the podcast feed, and if you're hearing this on that, know that I am going to be doing a full episode in the next 3 or 4 days when I have things to talk about and I have worked out all the kinks in my equipment that I was having issues with yesterday. So I'm not going to get into recording something and having it completely take a shit on me like it did yesterday. That really pissed me off. I was so frustrated. You ever get so mad at technology that you want to smash it, but then if you smash it, then you no longer have it and you kind of need it for things. I wanted to break my computer because it was frustrating me so much yesterday. It was like if I did that, then I would have no computer. So a shitty computer is better than no computer. Although sometimes I don't think that. I think that no computer is better than no computer. Or no computer is better than a shitty computer. Because a shitty computer will be nothing but frustrating and yeah. Anyways, I think I'm done babbling. I don't know. This doesn't have a timer on it when I'm doing these live streams. I wish Facebook would like have a timer showing you how long you've been recording. That would be amazing. Yeah. Anyways, sorry for the lack of a full episode this week. I suppose if you really wanted to, you could go listen to my attempt at episode 42. It is available on the Hear This profile, which is hearthis.at/206geek. Go to that URL and you can see the there's different sets. There's episodes, which are all the new episodes, all the stuff that's on the Facebook, aren't, excuse me, not the Facebook, but on the podcast feed. Then the other sets are for like live streams, interviews, classic episodes. And there's I have some in there for when I've recorded games I've played with friends and stuff. I haven't done any of those in a while, largely because all of my friends are live far away, and all the games we used to play are like actual card game or board games that require everybody to be in the same room. Although I wouldn't mind trying to do there is a website where you can play Cards Against Humanity online, and it's called pretendyouare.xyz, and I figure maybe if I can get a group of my friends together, we can play on there, and we can have like a voice chat on Skype or something, and then I can record it, and then I can use that as future episodes of Game Night is what I call that set. So that would be fun. I would just need to have people that would want to play on a somewhat regular basis, or at the very least, say, hey, when do you want to play next? And we'll set a time. And even if it's not in a reoccurring date, like every other week or whatever, as long as I know when we're going to do it again, that way I can kind of let people know because I want to record them. Because part of the fun of playing that game is the conversation that happens while playing. And those can a lot of times be really, really funny. There was an episode. There was one of the episodes where we played Cards Against Humanity at my cousin Marianne's, and one of her comedian friends got the card that says something to the effect of having your eyes where your balls are and your balls where your eyes are should be. And he was like, he actually started thinking about what that would look like. He's like, so. When it's if your balls are where your eyes are supposed to be and your eyes are where your balls are supposed to be, would that mean on a hot day your eyes would be sagging and looking at the floor? That was just one of the things he said that cracked me up. And I'm pretty sure that episode is on that set, so if you want to check out that's probably one of the funniest games of Cards Against Humanity that I ever played. Definitely one of my favorites because I remember it. So, anyways, thanks for listening, and I will talk with you guys later. Bye.